Awaken Beauties, finally, it's here. The truth to empower women to true inner beauty through a healthy mind and inner biology. I am your hostess, Cassandra Keel, a 20-year salon owner, organic beauty product formulator, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And I am here to help you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com. EVOQBeauty.com. Now, let's get to it. Welcome to the Awaken Beauty Podcast. I am Cassandra, your organic beauty, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And you all know how much I love talking about the mind, the power of our mind. And today I'm going to talk about why healing our mind is just as important as healing our body. So if you did not have the capability to make your wildest wishes, desires, come true, your mind would not have the capacity to even conjure such an idea in the first place. So there really is no limitation on what you can potentially achieve, except for the limitation you choose to impose on your own imagination. And what you believe to be possible will always come to pass. To the extent, my ladies, my dear ones, that you deem it possible, it really is as simple as that. Now, when I educate clients with the clinical hypnotherapy process, I always explain that there is a very, very important line of division between our consciousness and our subconsciousness. And we call that the critical factor filter. And as we grow up between the ages of 0 and 8, some say 0 and 12, we do not have a fully formed critical factor filter. Therefore, everything floats back into our imagination. And that is why children are so imaginative in their brain. They don't have these limitations that we do as adults because we start to critically think everything. So if you follow me across some of my social media platforms, you will see that I talk a lot about how to correctly be in a state of consciousness as much as we possibly can, and how to use our imagination for good. Now, there is nothing wrong with being in the back of our brain and our imagination, but this is where things go wrong, is because those patterns in the subconscious mind are all conditioned. So if you think about the computer, right? So our computer is basically the OS program that we've been running forever and ever, but we truly need to update it often. So, as I noted across my social media platforms, you'll see I'm a huge advocate for beauty inside and out. And much of this starts with healing in the mind. And I really say that attraction starts in the mind, starts in the brain. And in conjunction with focusing on the body and spirit, which embodies a trifecta of healing, as it's the only way I have learned, I have witnessed, I've experienced, and know how to do it. So nutrition, supplements, topical Evoke beauty products are all still wonderful choices. They're still at play and play a foundational role, really, truly, in our essence and our cellular health, but so does our mind. So let's kind of frame it up. So our thoughts, our perceptions then equal out to our actions. And what we think we believe, and what we believe builds a belief system, which we operate at 95% of day in and day out. So this is what I'm talking about, the imagination that's conditioned in the back of our mind. That's where we're functioning from. And I say this often because it's so powerful and so potent, but most of us are living our lives from programs. The OS program is outdated, wondering why we can't shift or change on the micro level, meaning our everyday experiences. And when what we have to focus on and how we shift, how we heal, how we evolve is focusing on the macro. And we really have to open this up. We have to open the window and the portal to our subconscious mind so that we can tap into the programs and the belief systems to sustainably truly heal and evolve our mind, body, and our spirit. So the micro will be hard to shift, the everyday experience, if we don't uncover the change in the loops and the patterns and the foundations that we have been operating from. So the next question then is, why are we programmed to have a negative mindset, this negative bias? Like, why is it so negative? And, you know, I talk about the whole brain model, and it talks about the primitive brain. And really, this is where we've evolved as humans, and it was meant to keep us safe, right? So it's because that primitive being and our brains are millions of years old, they were meant to built to help us survive. We're biologically and naturally just pessimistic because we're always in that primitive brain. And now more than ever, when we are living in such a time of really, no one is really sure where we're going. We're unsure about our own lives and our safety and our livelihood. And unfortunately, it's almost as if we were made to be negative and operate from this space and think and believe that someone or something, an external force, is out to get us. And, well, I may say that that may be true. In fact, I do believe that it's true because they're always higher evil playing at the, they're really playing their best cards right now. And that's really where I wanted to start tapping into this conversation, because we have to become fully present and fully conscious in our lives so that we can wake up to how the macro system, which doesn't have our best mind and heart, so we can wake up to that and really start this grassroots level movement. So back to what I was saying is that we're essentially built and programmed to be prepared for something. Again, that external force outside of our internal selves and our awareness to come out of the corner so that we're always alert and always to think about the worst. So that brings us into spinning our wheels, having fear, having anxiety, always worrying, and preparing ourselves for the unknown, as anything unknown to us is an absolute threat to our survival. At least that's what our brains are wanting us to believe. So, which this is why we have to do the work to shift this, and why by work, I mean we don't just naturally fall out of these loops and have to become aware of our belief systems that we're running on, and maybe another external force just shows us the golden path. It always involves our own selves to become vulnerable, to go down into the basement, dig out the dirt. You know, I always say, like, when you turn on the lights to your mind and actually become conscious, it's kind of like you see everything that you've been hoarding for, you know, years and years. And you're just like, turn off the lights. I do not want to look at all my shit, right? So we just want to run. But these are the belief systems we're running on, and we have to change these and rewire our brains and choose to be conscious of the thoughts that we continue to arise over and over again. So no one gets the luxury, no one, of just being free from old patterns, thoughts, and habits. Now, of course, it's good to be alert, and it's good to be aware of potential dangers, and we want to be precautious. But what ends up happening is that we loop on this fear-based pattern on a daily event when there's really nothing to be in danger of. And I must say that even in the essence of the world right now, as we're going through this global shift, as we're experiencing grief, as we're experiencing our own pain, as we're seeing others in pain and anxiety and just the broad senses of wanting to control, safety is really being threatened right now. And that is hardwired in us. But I, at the same time, I personally, and maybe it's just through all the work I've done, but I know that my friends, you, yes, you, and those of you who are listening, feel the same way I do. Like, this is almost, and excuse my language, but I was speaking to a client the other day. I'm like, this girl has not had a boy in a long time, but it's like, it's so cathartic. It's almost orgasmic to think about the freedom and the grassroots level that's awakening right now, the freedom that's on the other side, which absolutely supersedes my discomfort, any kind of grief, any kind of wanting to sense to control what's happening. Because essentially, not only my software, but the truth and this opening and this rebirth is really the software, software of the globe that's being downloaded into our hardwire superconsciousness and the globe superconsciousness that really is transforming right now. And so we can choose to be in this fear base. They're out to get us, this external force, or we can choose to have solidarity, strength, know that we stand in our truth in what we see, and also be mindful of things that are twisted and a little bit off, because there's a lot of things going around right now as far as what people should expect to think and conspiracy theories. You know, these are all frameworks that people want us to think in, but it really is truly, if you turn on your intuition and you use your gut, you will be able to work yourself through this. And I love you. I'm here to be a support and an agent of shift and change and a partner right along with you. So I want you to think right now about yourself like a computer, even the globe as a computer. Everything is rebooting. Everything is turning off, turning down, and starting to reset. And unfortunately, when things turn off and turn down, and just think about your iOS program on your phone is overheating, it starts to glitch, programs and apps start to shut down, and the phone or the computer is going through a little bit of pain, but we have to reboot it. And your hardware is your core and your true essence, right? It's the essence and the innocent within you that's never, ever shifted from the moment you were born. It's always been there. You've just been programmed. And your software is everything you've been programmed to believe, think, act, behave, which was downloaded to you via society, our family upbringing, codependencies in families, narcissism, friends, TV and media, government, and our schools. I could go on and on and on. But the work we have to do is to unlearn these things that we, myself included, have been taught, as a lot of them really truly are not serving us and our society any longer. So if you've been programmed to believe that you will get a certain disease because it runs in your family, that program is going to keep on running on and on and on. And subconsciously, you're going to buy into it, building a whole lot of fear within you. And you 100% create the cellular nature within your body, your ecosystem. And again, this comes back to the fact that the body follows what the mind believes. And I know this can be hard to wrap your head around at first, but it's been proven time and time again that we are a product of our beliefs, mind, and consciousness. So it's just not the program we've been programmed with. It can be difficult to get ourselves out of the way because these thoughts can spiral out of control extremely quickly. And one thing can lead to another. And soon you're visualizing the absolute worst thing in the world will happen to you or your family, or you'll lose your job. Panic sets in. We go down rabbit holes. We turn on the Google. We go to Facebook and we just want to just hide. So these are all natural things that we will go into when we want to create amnesia and avoidance in our behaviors. And I know this far too well, and I've experienced it as well and seeing my own patterns in my salon and my hypnotherapy clients and mystery symptoms like hair loss and autoimmune diseases can be truly it can turn into a full-blown hypochondriac for many of my clients. And this is because of that feedback loop that starts to happen and what we're believing, but it's simply the belief. So due to these intense varying symptoms, no diagnosis and no doctor is going to tell you that you're you know, you either go in and they either tell you that you're normal or you're crazy, and then your mind just keeps running wildly. I mean, how many clients have I had about going in and checking their hormones and they're perfectly fine when indeed they're not? So I want to share a little piece that, you know, my journey and many of yours speak to the power of the mind. And I don't really have words to express how powerful our minds are, but it has shifted my entire life and my passion and my mission moving forward in creating this framework of the 4D limitless self. And it starts with the brain, because the brain is attraction. And what we attract, we have to be attracted and love ourselves first. The number one fundamental issue with all human beings is that we're not enough. And when you start to learn that there's nothing wrong with you, that is your foundation. There is nothing wrong with you. You start to explore and open up the parts of yourself. So the brain, moving into the body, detoxing, making sure that we're using products and rituals that give us nourishment and actual self-care. And then we move into our biology, making sure that our foundational health is baselined and set and grounded so that we can build on top of that. And then into the bioenergetics. And all of these things create an energy about ourselves that magnifies and attracts what we want in life, how we think, right? So it starts to express of who we truly are. And this is what, to me, our true nature and essence is. So it's not about what you say out loud to everyone else that determines your life. It truly is what you whisper to yourself that has the greatest power within you. So the story you tell yourself, the story you live by, everyone tells a story about themselves inside their own head every day, all the time. And that beauty narrative of what I call it makes you what you are. It lays the foundation for every action you take or don't take. You build yourself out of that story. So if we're consistently thinking negative thoughts, thinking about absolute worst or doubting ourselves or looking at ourselves in the mirror, we're not pretty enough or whatever that is, that scarcity mindset, that's exactly what's going to play out. And you're going to have to tell the truth and shout even louder to your soul that these are lies and they've infected you and it's time for a pivot, big time. So everything, my ladies, everything. I truly believe one cannot heal the body. Everything in healing the mind I've learned is through the many lessons along my clinical hypnotherapy and quantum energetic training. And from seeing the great success from my clients, that belief then also creates an energetic, which then heals the body. And the neurotransmitters, and there's studies that have been done with Dr. Mario Martinez, that different thoughts, such as the opposites of shame and isolation, the opposite and the antithesis thoughts of those, actually create immunoglobulins, IgGs, that help increase your immune system. So we truly do have the power to create and to do anything we want. We really have the tools within ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with us. We were made to have these tools. We sometimes just get lost along the way. Sometimes society and higher beings want to steal them from us, which is not okay. It's not okay. No one is immune to challenges and obstacles and hard times, but it's how we deal with these very valleys of our minds, thoughts, and therefore our actions during and after what truly matters. And that's my invitation to you, is to really look at what truly matters to you right now. Not what somebody wants you to believe, not what you should be doing. Because when we start to welcome these failures and difficult times and opportunities, and I don't even want to say and turn them into blessings, we just have to look at the damn truth of what's been stolen from us and have more passion and motive to go back and take our minds captive and our lives captive. And let me tell you, this is really truly the gift and the answer to anti-aging as well. I'm a massive believer in this because it's transformed my life, because I've experienced all of this firsthand, and it wasn't easy, not even close to being easy, but entirely worth it. I'm alive. I'm awake. And I want to hold your hand and alongside of you. We will make sacrifices together and maybe experience pain and loss, But we can make the decision to not let any of these old things or what was taken from us to keep stealing from us. We have two choices, to claim and defeat or to rise above it all. No matter what it looks like and what we have to do, but we have to help each other along our journey. All right. So I would go through it all again, to be honest with you, and it's brought me to where I am today. And my purpose and vision was brought forth during some of the darkest. So sometimes in this darkness that you will find your greatest calling, purpose, and passion. So it seems dark right now. I get that. But today I wanted to share just my message, my love for you. And I'm also going to share a couple mantras and words of love, whatever you want to call it. It can be a soulful or a spiritual practice. You can write them down, record them, whatever you want to do. But these are powerful words. And while affirmations sometimes get a bad rap, you know, telling your subconscious mind what it isn't and doesn't believe can sometimes go wonky, I do find statements can be deeply powerful as we speak the word with repetition and shift our state, our energy, our consciousness, our biocognitive emotional state. So I'm going to just say a few of them here for you and leave you with this. That's full of power, wisdom, light, and love. So divine love floods my consciousness with health, and every cell in my body is filled with light. I now let go of worn out old conditions. Divine order established in my mind, body, and affairs. Behold, I make all things new. Endless good now comes to me in endless ways. I am harmonious, poised, and magnetic. I banish the past and now live in the wonderful now, where happy surprises come to me and teach me every day. The genius within me is now released, and I now fully fulfill my own destiny. Rhythm, harmony, and balance are now established in my mind, body, and my affairs. And the divine plan of my life now takes shape in definite, concrete experiences that are conscious and lead me to my heart's desires through my truth and my action. I now release the gold mine within me. I am linked with an endless goddess stream of prosperity which comes to me under grace in perfect ways. And lastly, unexpected doors fly open. Unexpected channels are free and endless. Avalanches of abundance are poured out of me under grace in perfect ways. So, again, we can't just will or wish ourselves to this place of optimal health, well-being, longevity. We have to do the work. So creating these new neural pathways in which we program our thoughts and patterns and mind to not just believe, but to live every single day is where the really true golden nuggets and work lies. This is what makes it the healing journey that we're walking on right now, and why it's so individual to every single human being on this earth. Healing isn't exclusive or meant to be lucky. It's available to us all, starting with the premise is that there's nothing wrong with you. We just have to start shifting our mind to see the possibilities, the truth, the opportunities, the action, and align with leadership and the choices we have in it all. Now, I certainly am never going to give up my innate power, and I know that you will not either. And I want to tell you that I love you. I'm so happy that you're on this journey, the Awaken Beauty journey. So all for now, my dear ones, please leave me your comments on whatever podcast channel you are listening to right now. And until next time, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Well, hello, Awaken Beauty. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Were you inspired? Please leave a comment or your own personal aha moment so others can capture exactly what you did. Also, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness, including organic CBD, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that is evokebeauty.com, evokbeauty.com. And until next time, darling, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.